The wheels of diplomacy usually turn slowly, but things have moved fast this year for the climate deal reached in Paris last December. The European Parliament has now approved the deal. That's a big step, as President Obama noted this afternoon.
Today, the world has officially crossed the threshold for the Paris Agreement to take effect. Today, the world meets the moment. And if we follow through on the commitments that this Paris Agreement embodies, history may well judge it as a turning point for our planet.
The agreement calls for countries to work together to keep the rise in global temperatures to about 1 degree Celsius beyond the warming that's already happened. The world's environment editor, Peter Thompson, is here with me. Peter, what happened to get the climate deal up and running so much faster than we expected?
Well, a couple things, Jeb. Starting with just the language of the treaty itself, originally there was a provision in there that it would go into effect January 2020. That was dropped at the last minute. Nobody really seemed to even notice it. The default now, without that, is that it goes into effect 30 days after enough countries sign on. Enough, in this case, is at least 55 countries that represent at least 55% of global carbon emissions. So with the EU signing on this week, after China and the U.S. have signed on, the biggest polluters, and a bunch of other countries have come in quickly, that threshold has been passed, and it likely will go into effect in mid-November.
So here we are in the middle of a presidential election. One candidate, Donald Trump, says had already vowed to scrap the agreement and the U.S. participation. The other candidate supports the climate agreement. But where does it going into effect actually leave us here in the United States, given that?
Well, that was, I think, also part of the calculus by Bonn. As you said, Trump has promised to repudiate the deal. He's on record saying he doesn't believe in climate change. Whatever he said in debates, he's on record having said that. But with the U.S. having formally committed to it earlier this year, we're locked in for at least 3 years. We can refuse to participate. We can refuse to fund things. But having the agreement already in place puts sort of a brake on that exit process, if there is one.
So when it goes into effect, what you're saying is that even if Donald Trump wins the presidency, he's locked in now. So what does it actually mean for the United States?
He's locked in to a certain degree, as I said. And in terms of what it actually would require us to do, that's sort of the reality check. The Paris Agreement doesn't actually require countries to cut their emissions. What it does do is it requires them to make certain commitments to cut their emissions. It doesn't hold them to those commitments, but it requires them to make those commitments. And the idea is to create sort of a race to the top, actually, on climate change policy by having countries see what each other are doing and have them essentially try to sort of compete to have the best climate. Right.
So do you see a carbon tax in our future, cap and trade sort of thing, the kind of thing we've heard debated in the past?
Well, as I said, if Trump is elected, all bets are off. If Clinton is elected, she's promised a very aggressive climate policy, but she'll still get big pushback from the old fossil fuel industry. But the argument against a carbon tax or a cap and trade, some kind of price on carbon, is really shrinking by the day. Most of our big trading partners have already done this or committed to doing it. Europe, Japan, Mexico, even China is experimenting with a carbon tax in some places. And just this week, Canada announced that it's going to have a carbon tax by 2018. They're our biggest trading partner. So the U.S. is actually playing catch-up on this. We are behind the rest of the world when it comes to climate action, even as the problem itself is getting worse by the day.
So the pressure's on.
Yes, it is.
The world's environment editor, Peter Thompson, thank you.
Thanks, Jeb.